What are your favorite Christmas movies? Call us with them. Yeah, and chances are you've got more than one. I know I certainly do. What are your favorite Christmas movies? Call us at 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435, and we'll get our text up and going again. You can text your favorite movies to us. Just text me, 35270, and start your text with my name, Greg. There are so many great holiday movies that are out there. Christmas-themed movies, both, I think, comedic and serious. One of my favorite movies every year. You know what? I'm not going to say it because we got Paul on the line, and he's gonna open the door right to where I was going. Let's get to Paul here. 336-1320 is our number. Good morning, Paul. You're on, Kello.
Hi, Greg. My favorite Christmas movie would be The Muppet Christmas Carol.
That is an awesome movie, Paul.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorites, regardless of the time of year.
It's, you know, the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, obviously, is such a great story anyway. Then the humor of that movie is just really, it really is funny.
Yeah, the finer details, you know, you have to watch it more than once to catch everything.
I think one thing every year makes me laugh out loud is when, the rat. What's the rat's name?
Rizzo.
Yeah, Rizzo. Rizzo is saying, and the boy took off like a shot. And he comes and runs right through him, knocks him over. It's great stuff.
Yeah.
What other Christmas movies are favorites at your place, Paul?
Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's a classic. So.
Well, Paul, thanks for your call, and Merry Christmas, my friend. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Paul opened the door to exactly where I was headed, which is why I wanted to jump to his call. A Christmas Carol is one of those movies, when we talk about more serious Christmas movies, A Christmas Carol is one that just speaks to me every holiday season. That story of redemption of Ebenezer Scrooge. And there are so many different versions of A Christmas Carol. If you haven't seen The Muppet Christmas Carol that Paul was just talking about, do yourself and your family a favor. And we own it. In fact, the last couple of days I've been thinking about popping that in. It really is. It is a great telling. Michael Caine plays Ebenezer Scrooge. And then you've got, you know, the supporting cast of all the Muppets. Kermit the Frog is Bob Cratchit and so on. It is very well done. It's got great songs, but the humor of A Muppet Christmas Carol is really, really fun without losing the spirit of the story. But there is some more serious tellings of A Christmas Carol. George C. Scott did a version that's one of my favorites. I mean, if you're talking about pure traditional Christmas Carol, I think the one with George C. Scott is my favorite. My wife, however, likes the Patrick Stewart version of A Christmas Carol. Because Patrick Stewart is great. And I don't know if you've ever heard his reading. He's got you can buy it like an audio CD of Patrick Stewart reading Christmas Carol, which is also awesome. Great stuff. So we want to get your thoughts. What are your favorite Christmas movies? You can call us at 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435, or just drop us a text. Text me at 35270 and start your text with my name, Greg. We're talking Christmas movies here this morning, asking you to call us with your favorite. What are your favorite Christmas movies? 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. This is a great chance if you maybe don't normally call the show, a chance for you to weigh in on something that I think is a tradition for a lot of our families. We've got those movies that maybe we break out every year and watch during the Christmas season. What are your favorites? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. You'll be thinking about yours. It's 7:30, I'm putting you on the mic. All right? You'd be thinking about yours, Brownie. Give us a call with yours, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. And we'll even allow, some of the television specials. Because I last night I was in the mood to watch Charlie Brown Christmas. And Charlie Brown Christmas is one of those shows that I really love for the message of it. And I also love the music of it. Obviously, there's the nostalgia of it. I grew up with that big time. I was of that era, that Charlie Brown Christmas. I mean, back in the day before, home video and all of that stuff, you had one chance every year to see a Charlie Brown Christmas. And if you missed it, too bad, so sad, baby. You missed it for a year. It wasn't like you could go grab the DVD or the Blu-ray and go, or download it off of iTunes. You had one shot to see those shows when I was a kid, and that was it. And I still, to this day, absolutely love Charlie Brown Christmas. And I will, maybe a little bit embarrassing here, to admit that there are points where I still get a little bit choked up watching that show. 336-1320 is our phone number. Good morning, Scott. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. How's it going?
Hey, doing great. What's your favorite Christmas movie, Scott?
Oh, boy, how hard is it to limit it,
Yeah. There are a bunch of good ones.
Yeah, like the must-watches are Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
And then The White Christmas with Bing Crosby. And then Jimmy Stewart, must-watch every year. It's a good life.
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life,
yep,
yeah.
Again, another just really wonderful story. And it's what's so funny about especially It's a Wonderful Life is when that movie came out, it didn't achieve box office success. It didn't achieve any critical success. The movie was, in fact, a big disappointment to director Frank Capra, who thought it was an incredibly beautiful story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, well, Jimmy Stewart, it's hard to beat him as an actor. I mean, he made that movie what it was.
No question about that. I think there are the whole cast of that movie was terrific, but you're right.
Oh, yes.
His performance, I still find moving at the point where he is begging Clarence that he wants to live again, where he realizes what life would, what happens to everybody he loves if he's not in the world. That is a compelling scene, Scott.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And, boy, I'll tell you, those are three movies I watch every single Christmas.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for the call. Let's get to one more here before the Fox Business Report. Hi, Brian. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg.
How you doing, pal?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. My favorite, one of my favorites is the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Great movie.
I can't help but laugh anytime I watch that movie. It's just, if you're having a bad day, pop that and watch that. There's no way you can't laugh at that movie.
Don't you think that's the best of all the vacation movies?
Oh, absolutely.
I do too.
I've got another favorite, and actually, it's the both versions of Miracle on 34th Street. I've watched the remake. I've watched more than the original. But I've seen both of them, and I think they were both very well done.
I agree with you. I think they're both great movies. I've seen them both as well, and you're right. What is it about that one that you enjoy so much?
And just the fact that, it makes me, as an adult now, it takes me back to when I was a kid. That excitement of waiting until Christmas morning when I see what Santa brought me for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just helped, in a way, to relive my childhood.
That is one of the things, as you get older, you do love about Christmas. I do love the nostalgia of Christmas. In it, in addition, obviously, the religious significance of the holiday, but as you go through the whole season, the nostalgia of the season and those memories, great stuff. Brian, thanks for your call. More coming up. Taking a little break from the news of the day, we'll get to Chamberlain's controversy over the honor song coming up. But for a little bit this morning, if you've just joined us, We're talking about our favorite Christmas movies, and we want you to call us with yours. What's your favorite, or not only movie, but movies, your favorite Christmas movies? Call us at 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Received a text from someone who said, how about Christmas in Connecticut with Barbara Stanwyck? Great movie. And they said, I also second The Shop Around the Corner, which a caller had mentioned earlier with Jimmy Stewart. But Christmas in Connecticut, Barbara Stanwyck. Brownie and I were just talking about her yesterday and some of her films. How beautiful she was. Great stuff. Call us with your favorite Christmas films, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Folks have listed, I think, most of my favorites here this morning. We've talked about Muppet Christmas Carol. That is one of my favorites. A Christmas Story. There's so much to A Christmas Story that I love. And it's one of those, the whole cast is perfect. I love Darren McGavin as the old man. You know, I love the narration by Gene Shepard. And I don't know if you're aware of that. Christmas Story was based on books and radio shows that Gene Shepard had written. Gene Shepard was a host on a New York City radio station. And if you get the collector's edition DVD or Blu-ray of A Christmas Story, included in there are the original stories that Gene Shepard told on the air. And they're the very same stories then that, of course, make their way into A Christmas Story. If you don't have it, I really recommend it. That, you know, sometimes a lot of those director's versions or the extended cuts or whatever aren't usually worth it, the deluxe editions. A Christmas Story totally is. And you can hear Gene Shepard tell those stories on radio. It was great stuff. All right, let's get back to your calls. Good morning, Matt. You're on Kello.
Greg, it's just one that hasn't been mentioned. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, great. John Candy and Steve Martin.
Yeah, and it certainly is intended to be a funny movie, but there are parts of it that are less than funny, but yeah. Still a very good movie.
Well, and there are parts of it that are meaningful. I mean, there is a message to that movie despite the humor.
Yep, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I thought when you said there were parts that were less than funny, I thought maybe you're, you know, referring to the one scene that tends to make guys uncomfortable.
No, I'm talking about the message. Well,
I'm just teasing. Thanks.
Thanks for all of us.
Yep. Thanks, Matt. Merry Christmas. Let's get to one more call here. Good morning, Kinnear. You're on Kello.
Good morning. I tell you, the best movie we watched since the days coming out, Chevy Chase movie. Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
It got all the meaning in it. The work family, good family, mother-in-law, father-in-law, you know. boss is not giving a good bonus to their employee. It just means a lot of things happen in the daily life and the people in the Christmas time.
I honestly, that is one of those. We would pull that out every year as we're decorating the tree. That's one that we always pull out as we watch as we're decorating the tree at our house's Christmas Vacation. It is funny.
We watch, and it says that movie coming out 2-3 days before Christmas every single year.
Yeah. Great stuff. Kinnear, thanks for the call, my friend.
You're welcome.
Take care. 757-336-1320 is our phone number. We got a little more time here than I thought. We got a couple of minutes. 336-1320 is our phone number. 1-800-228-4435. We were talking off the air, Brownie and I, and Bill Zortman was... I think Randy Quaid in that movie is as funny as anybody in that movie. Cousin Eddie. That's one of those movies. It's great ensemble cast. And Chevy Chase is good. That's the best. When I think of Chevy Chase movies, to me, that's his personal best is Christmas Vacation. He was funny in Caddyshack, too. But I thought Christmas Vacation was his... of his movies, the best. But Randy Quaid is just absolutely hilarious. And I still, every year when I watch that, when Randy Quaid is sitting there in that white sweater with the black dickie that you can see down underneath, And, you know, and I almost hate to admit this to you. I don't know how many times I'd watched that movie before I actually noticed that. it says something about my powers of observation, maybe. Not being all that keen. I don't know how many times I saw that. And then I looked and I saw that black down underneath that white sweater. Oh, that just cracks me up. And then, and I don't know. I'm sure you noticed. Of course, they're sitting there drinking the eggnog in that scene out of the mugs from the original Vacation movie. They're Wally World mugs that they're drinking the eggnog out of, which I thought was a very nice touch. But that is a hilarious movie. There are just so many great Christmas movies out there. Thanks for sharing your favorites with us.